Hello guys, what's up? It's your boy Anas, and it's my first ever podcast. And so I'm from Pakistan, from Karachi. I'm 17 years old, and you know, I'm just doing this for some fun. I'm gonna talk about football, soccer, if you're an American, soccer for you. I'm doing this because I love soccer, and especially I love Lionel Messi, Barcelona. Barcelona's my favorite club, but it's not like that I hate Madrid or something like that. I also like other clubs, and I'm gonna give you my view, my point of view on all these daily soccer transfers, matches and all that shit. So first of all, you all guys know that Real Madrid just won the Champions League 13th time and third time in a row. First of all, congratulations to them. Congratulations to Bale for the wonderful goal. And you know, I felt really bad for Procarius. I mean, he was exceptional, not exceptional, but he was really good throughout the tournament. He didn't make a mistake, and he kept a lot of clean sheets, and he was good. But in the final, you know, it's just the pressure, it got to him. And as Jurgen Klopp said, the second mistake happened because of the first one. Well, what can we say? Life is unfair. But I also think that he'll probably announce his decision to leave the club soon, because I don't think that someone has the guts to go again and play for the club after they've done a thing like that. Like, single-handedly made your club lose the whole European trophy. So that, and I saw Liverpool just signed Fabinho, I guess today or yesterday it happened. It's a sign by Liverpool that they're ready for the next season. They want to make an impression. They want to show the world that we're also strong enough to compete for the Champions League, for the Premier League next season and all that. And other main transfers, I think Bale. Sorry guys, I had to pause it for a sec. My brother had interrupted me. Yeah, I was talking about Bale. Oh, what a goal he scored. I mean, absolutely crazy. I think it was better than Ronaldo's. Ronaldo scored the very brilliant goal in the quarterfinals, but Bale was actually better. And I also think that Bale won't be here in Real Madrid next season, because he wants to go. I mean, this was the last match for him, I'm sure for that, because when Zidane didn't start him, I knew it. And Ronaldo, I don't think he will go anywhere. He's just doing that to get a new contract. He's kind of a little bit selfish and like that. You can't blame him, it's just his personality like that. And another player from Real Madrid, I think no one's gonna leave her except for Borja Mayoral. I think he's gonna go. And Dani Ceballos, Real Betis coach Quique Setién said that he's interested in Dani Ceballos and he wants to bring him to the club, and I think he's gonna go. Borja Mayoral is a really good striker, but he's been getting the time. And Real Madrid, I think they're gonna bring in a new goalkeeper. I know for sure they're gonna bring a new goalkeeper, and I think that's gonna be Courtois or Donnarumma. I know Donnarumma is not on the list, but it will be. It's just my instinct that Donnarumma will be a surprise. And they'll bring in Hazard. I'm going for Hazard. Neymar's, because Neymar's transfer is impossible. I don't think so. It's possible, because you know PSG is a big club. They're not a selling club. They have a lot of money, and they'll do anything to keep the star player. And but Florentino Perez is after Neymar, but so I don't think this season Neymar will come. But for in a couple of seasons, and maybe 2 or 3 years later, Neymar is gonna come to Real Madrid. Real Madrid is his favorite team. And for the rest of and I think Real Madrid is gonna bring in more another winger and another striker, because this is the main weakness. And they're also gonna bring in some defenders, you know, because they're conceding a lot of goals. You saw in La Liga they conceded a lot of easy goals by set pieces and all that. Then, well, I don't doubt Ramos or Varane or anyone. They're all world class, but there is just some weakness between them. I mean, I think that's the gap between the defensive midfield and the gap between the midfield and the defense line of theirs. except for Casemiro, there's no one else to support him in that role. So the to defend the set piece and all that. And for that other transfer, yeah, Griezmann is gonna come to Barcelona. I think that's a major possibility. I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10, because you know all the talks and everything, and he wasn't even in the new kit release of Atletico Madrid. So yeah, this transfer looks most likely. And apart from that, who's gonna leave our club? Anthony Martial from Manchester United. I think he's gone. That guy missed the spot in the French team. That guy deserved it. He's such a talent. He's such a great talent. I mean, you see him and no one would ever doubt his talent. But he's not been playing as much under Jose Mourinho, and he needs some game time, so he'll leave for sure. Whereas an other transfer, major transfer. I'm talking about major transfers. Tottenham Hotspur, let's see. There are a lot of talk about many players leaving Tottenham Hotspur, but I don't think so any major player will depart from the Liverpool. Merchant's gone. Carrier's gone. PSG. I don't think so. There's more. Yeah, so there may be, but I ain't an expert. I'm just giving my point of view. So that's why I can't really remember all the, but I know a lot about it. So yeah, that's all for today.